It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard throughout the tri-state area. Listen on the radio at kntrtalk.com and the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Norm was out on the casting call, who did Cheers turn to?
Yo, police!
When Mike Tyson became the youngest heavyweight champion in history and no sparring partners could be found, who did the champ turn to?
Yo, police!
Now, this world-renowned barfly slash pugilist has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul LaVoy!
I can see it now. I'm looking at Russ Mascari, and he's saluting
radio.
Yeah,
I'm sure he is.
Right? Happy birthday to the U.S. Marine Corps. That's right. On this date, 247 years ago, the Marine Corps, U.S. Marine Corps, was born. And you're listening to Speak Out. It's November 10th, 2022. Two very special guests in the studio. You may have recognized the voice who was just talking to me. That's David Diaz.
Hello, Paul. How you doing? Good morning.
Great. How are you?
Great. Doing great.
Good. And Trudy Hernandez is here as well. They represent the Mojave Military Museum. They're board members.
Happy to be here.
Pretty cool creation for Lake Havasu City, by the way, the Mojave Military Museum. And we're happy to have you on. And it's kind of a happy accident that you were on November 10th. But it works out.
It wasn't planned, but it worked out
great. No. Yeah. I always realize that the week of... from scheduling for AZ Flags and Flagpoles, George likes that commercial on today,
yes.
You know,
yes.
So that's how we do it. And I don't realize it until the beginning of November when what the significance of this date is. So anyway, happy birthday to the U.S. Marine Corps. And I'm going to get all kinds of kudos and pats on the back. You watch, especially from Russ.
Oh, yeah, Russ
Mascari.
Mm-hmm. We look for all kinds of reasons to wrap our exhibits around holidays that
right.
are important to the military, and tomorrow certainly is.
Well, that's awesome. Let's see. We've got tickets to give away today. I've got two more pairs of tickets. We gave away three on the amateurs this morning for Jay Moore, and he's at the Pavilion Theater at the Tropicana Laughlin on January 28th, of course, of next year, after the new year. And he's a best-selling author. He's been performing stand-up comedy since he was 16 years old, and he still loves performing stand-up. It's in his blood, he says, his bones and his DNA, and anyone that has ever seen one of his concerts will be quick to tell you there's no one better. Comedy Central agrees, having named Jay Moore one of the 100 greatest stand-up comics of all time. And we've got two more pairs of tickets to give away, so give us a call during the break, and I'll get your name, email, phone number, that sort of thing. That's why I want you to call during the break. And it's 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. Speaking of sports, over on the sports station tonight, the reason why I'm wearing purple, Sam Scarmato said it was blue. Is that blue?
That looks like purple.
That looks like purple.
So Sam is definitely, that's blue, what Trudy has on. That's navy blue.
Mm-hmm. Navy.
So, right. But yeah, Sam, you're colorblind if you're listening.
We love
so,
you, Sam.
Right, it's game day. That's why I'm wearing purple.
Game day.
It's the final regular season game for the Havasu Fighting Knights. And tonight they play the Deer Valley Skyhawks. That kickoff is at 7:00. 6:45 is the pregame Steve Greeley and Grant Greeley will be calling the game today. Two Havasu alumni.
I used to sit right next to him when I announced the games for a couple of years. Yep.
So Grant's going to call the game tonight because it's in Phoenix at Deer Valley High School. And, again, that's 6:45 pregame. And then over on the FM is the Atlanta Falcons and the Carolina Panthers. So you'll probably get a better game out of the Knights and Skyhawks tonight, even though, you know, it's a division game. That's a 5:30 start. 6:10, I think, is the kickoff. And, again, that's over at 100.5, 94.3. The high school game is at 980 a.m. only and at KNTRSports.com streaming. And then tomorrow night, the Suns and Magic. And then if you go over to KNTRSports.com, you'll see the entire roster of games, including the Georgia game on Saturday. That's Saturday afternoon. And then LSU and Arkansas, which is always a really good game. So there you have it. All right, David and Trudy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
You've got the Military Museum was at the airport.
That's correct.
Now you're at MCC. Tell me what's going on.
That's correct. So we're a nonprofit. We have seen the community had a need for us to share more of the military accoutrements and items that were available in Havasu. Everything that we exhibit is by donation. So nothing has been purchased, all donated by businesses, veterans, and residents. We're very lucky that we've been embraced so nicely by the city. This is our, we're entering our second year. So the first year was basically just awareness, getting people to know who we are and what we had in mind. And the city totally embraced us. Our very first exhibit was at City Hall in March. That was around Vietnam War Veterans Day. So we were very fortunate to show for 30 days there. Mm-hmm. We then moved immediately over to the views right from there. We like to provide access to the exhibit. We are a mobile exhibit. Museums come in all different sizes, so we're able to fit the needs of the community in that way and serve the needs. The residents at the Views loved us.
A lot of veterans that live there.
That's correct.
Oh, no kidding.
Mm-hmm. Yes, welcomed us back for next year. Mm-hmm. From there, we went to the London Bridge Resort. We were able to be around the Queen's Carriage. So guests who were coming in for Memorial Day were able to enjoy all the visuals there. And then at the same time, we were also at the library. So Mojave County Library in Lake Havasu, we had two glass cases in May and June where we could put the very valuable items that have been donated behind glass. We were there for Flag Day, and we were asked to stay longer. You know, can you stay longer? So it's been very well received, very popular exhibit. We're very lucky the city understands what we're trying to do here to provide programming and education free of charge. So these exhibits cost nothing.
Interesting. Did you say at the same time? So you had two exhibits going at once?
That's correct.
I didn't realize you had that much.
Yeah.
There is a lot of material that is available to us thanks to the generous donations by, as we said, residents, businesses, and veterans. And every time that we, right, David?
So what happens is we get some good press in the News Herald. And every time they happen to put a story in the paper, we get phone calls of residents, veterans, families here in Lake Havasu and say, hey, this is something that, they were glad they got the newspaper. They had these items. They don't have family, or they don't have family that wants these items. And when they do pass, they don't want these things to go to like to a thrift store or Goodwill or just donate it.
Yeah, so they get lost in time.
Sure.
Landfill,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Landfills.
So they call us and we go and meet with them and get the information. Make sure everything's on the up and up and their family members are there and
we give them time to really think about this contribution. We are not just there to seize, you know, an exciting moment in their world. We want to make sure they are sure.
And interesting.
It is an amazingly humbling experience. We have been contacted by many veterans here in Lake Havasu who invite us into their homes and will sit with us and talk about their experiences. We had one gentleman recently who has donated helicopter pictures from his time and experience in Vietnam.
Oh, wow.
That is being displayed right now at Mojave Community College, which is where the exhibit is standing right now. And he said he hadn't really spoken to anyone about this in 34 years.
Yeah, I have a cousin that flew choppers in Vietnam, medical evacuation. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, he saw a lot, and he did not talk about it.
And before that, that one piece made it to Mojave Community College, because with the exhibit was still at the airport and had recently been donated, and we curate it and make sure we've got a story there to tell. We showed it at the stand down at the Aquatic Center. Oh. We kind of softly introduced a couple new items. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you, that was so emotional for a lot of veterans who walk through, but in a large part, extremely grateful, to where they are hugging us. They are, touching our arms. Thank you so much for remembering us, for keeping this alive. So while it's emotional, it's also, widely, well received.
Now, this is limited to Lake Havasu City, right?
It's called the Mojave Military Museum, but right now we've been strictly just in Lake Havasu City, and we've kind of getting a rotation, it's sports analogy, a rotation going from the City Hall to the views to the Leonard Bridge Resort. We were at the airport, now we're at MCC, so we're kind of getting our feet in. Maybe this is a good rotation, and during the really hot summer months like July and August, we go dark.
Oh,
because it's kind of hard to move the stuff around and get it to give it the.
So to set up an exhibit, just as an example, it takes us about 4 hours.
Not too bad.
The large items come out pretty quickly, but then it's just the smaller moving around, and the exhibit is never always the same because of the space that we're allotted.
Yeah, right.
By these very generous hosts. So when we set it up at the airport, which was a wonderful experience. In the terminal, we had people coming in and looking, and we had just finished everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the director came out and he said, this was for September, he said, what are you doing in October? And I said, well, we do have a few standalone opportunities. We're going to be at Stand Down, the Healthcare Expo. And he said, can you leave it another month?
No kidding.
Which is what we have found. We are asked often, can you hold it over? Because we have skydivers coming in. We have civil engineering students. We have pilots who are veterans. This is amazing. So when we set it up at MCC just recently, right, for the month of November, the dean came and took a look, and she said, this is phenomenal.
Yeah, Dr. Maria.
Yes.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of people aren't quite sure what it's going to be, but then we tell them, just go and take a look. So World War I through Vietnam War is what we have right now, and it changes as we receive new donations. So we have a stronger Vietnam presence now than we did last year at City Hall. We will also have a better Korean War example and exhibit. The collection just continues to grow and thrive.
We recently received a World War II leather bomber jacket.
Oh, wow.
And it was like that was like the hit of the Aquatic Center at the stand down.
We didn't think it was going to be all that popular because it didn't have any badging. It was just a flight aviator jacket by a woman whose father was a B-17, B-29 bomber instructor.
I'm watching a documentary right
now. Yes, that's what it feels like.
About B-17.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Okay.
The Memphis Belle and
this
that,
brings it to life because there are a lot of people who haven't come very close to the actual authentic materials that they see on TV or they've watched in movies.
You know, those guys went in the service and went into the Army Air Corps at the time. People call it the Air Force. Mm-hmm. No, it was the Army Air Corps.
Mm-hmm.
My father was in the Army Air Corps when it switched to the U.S. Air Force, and I have a picture of him in his bomber jacket, by the way.
That's wonderful. Great.
But they went in. And they flew them over to England, you know, to do the raids on Germany, thinking they were going to do 20 missions, right? Mm-hmm. And then they were done.
Right.
No,
right.
They raised it to 25. Then they raised it to 35.
It was quite a commitment.
Right.
And so
exactly.
So to follow up with that story, so when it was at the Aquatic Center, that bomber jacket turned out to be one of the number one most popular items.
That's
people
awesome.
Were taking their pictures with it because they remember their uncles, their grandfathers, their fathers having something like this in their lifetime, and it's just been so long since they've seen one up close.
So when you get the stories, like my father was always told the story, he was stationed at Nellis, and Captain Chuck Yeager was at Nellis.
Wow.
And this is like the early 50s.
Mm-hmm.
50, 51, 52.
The right stuff.
Right, but he became Colonel Yeager much later on, okay. And he talked about being on his flight crew and that. Do you ever chronicle those types of stories to where you can retell them accurately?
Oh, we try. Oh, absolutely. That's why sometimes when things are donated to us, we let those donors know we are not going to be able to show this immediately, but we're going to need some time to go ahead and get that story together. We're not really fact checking that story. You know, those histories are oral histories, but you can pretty much tell when something's super authentic. For instance,
to piggyback on that though, a great, great question, Paul. So,
thank you.
So we've met with certain veterans here, and then we've been able to give that their name and their phone number with their permission to a reporter at the News Herald. And then she calls them, and they actually do a story about them in the newspaper. And one of them was a lady named Roz, who lives here in town. She turned out to be, she's a 100-year-old.
Roz Naylor.
She's a 100-year-old World War II veteran.
Right. USMC, one of four daughters who were enlisted. Yes.
Holy moly.
And she gave, and then as I was getting ready to leave, she goes, oh, Mr. Diaz, I met her at her house with her friend there. She said, something else you might be interested in. She had a mess kit from her grandfather, no, from her husband's father, from World War One.
Oh, wow.
And a canteen from World War One. So she said, are you interested in these two? And I said, well, yes, sure we would be. But then those stories, I think there's been two or three now that have been chronicled in the newspaper and in the magazine. So that we've got a connection there with the News Herald. They're doing that. So.
Oh, that's very cool. Ready to take a break?
Yes,
sure.
Thank you.
I didn't ask you what kind of music because I thought it'd kind of keep it a little military theme or USA theme. You know,
sounds perfect.
Just for this part of the show anyway. So Toby Keith, American Soldier, as we go to break.
Love Toby
and Keith. And all you veterans out there, all you Marine Corps vets especially, celebrating the Marine Corps birthday, 247th birthday of the U.S. Marine Corps. Thank you for your service. We have to say that. So that's the reason why we're here and why we're free and why we voted on Tuesday.
That's right.
All right. Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie. Don't forget, we have those Jay Moore tickets for the Tropicana Laughlin, January 28th. And the number 928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm Paul Lavoie. I'm an American soldier, an American. Beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty is in, I'm American made. All right, we're back on Speak Out. I'm Paul Lavoie, kind of stealing Ron Gold's music today. What do you think, David?
I love that music. It's good. I like Ron, too.
He's on tomorrow, by the way, for those who are wondering. And we have a gentleman who's going to join us who has a flag that flew on one of the battleships at Pearl Harbor. On December 7th.
Nice. That's nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
I guess Tracy ran into him at George's store at AZ Flags and Flagpoles.
Mm-hmm.
And, he's going to come in. He's going to march in the parade, the Veterans Day parade, down McCulloch. And then hopefully he's feeling well enough to come up here. I guess he just had some kind of medical stuff done. So anyway,
Great. Congratulations
to Diane. She picked up two tickets. To Jay Moore at the Tropicana Laughlin on January 28th. I have one pair left if you want to give me a call at the bottom of the hour. It's 928-854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, GDK LLC, Springberg Wealth Management, Patio Paradise, and by Les Olson IT, your company's one source for office technology. And they're in Kingman now, servicing Mojave County. Go online to lesolson.com/Kingman. Les Olson, OLSON.com/Kingman. And don't forget, you guys especially, after the show is Speak Out 2.0, but after that, we'll post the show online at archives. You already have the business card. Perfect. The address is right on the back of the business card for the archives. So something I'm curious about, I know you don't have a website, real shoestring I wouldn't say operation, but definitely low budget. You guys are
low
a nonprofit.
Budget. That's right.
501c3.
Mm-hmm. Pocket change budget, that's what I say. We're able to work that way.
But how do people contact you in order to tell those stories or make those donations?
So there's two ways. Paul, great question again. So you thank me again for that. We have an email. They could contact us at mmmsalute@gmail.com. That's mmmsalute@gmail.com. They could also call us at 714-400-5191.
Okay, perfect.
So when folks make the donation to us or extend their desire to do so, we show them a certificate of gift. We want to make sure that they're comfortable with releasing these items to us. The certificate of gift just signs over the ownership, as would happen with any museum. Mm-hmm. It signs over the ownership to us, and then it also explains our commitment to go ahead and exhibit these items in an environment that is for educational purposes. Basically, when we're done with an exhibit, the most recent called Oh Say Can You See, this is the one that's at Mojave Community College right now in the library, the Hodel Library, and it's also next door to the Student Veterans Center. So it's nice because it's a very proud exhibit for the students that are there that are veterans and their families. And I understand Mojave Community College is doing a Veterans Month. You know, this month is special for them. So it lets them know that we're going to put these things on display. We just are going to need some time to curate it. But I will tell you, once we are ready to go, we will call the donor back and say, your item is up, your uniform is being shown, here's where it's at, please go and look at it and tell us what you think. And this is the feedback that we get that is so important. It's the veterans who are going to be the most critical, we believe, of what we're doing, and it's been nothing but positive. We have a guest book, they can sign in, they can give us their comments, which has been really instrumental because we have found that people wanted to see more female veteran items in the exhibit. So we made a push towards that. That they'd let us know what they'd like to see, and then lo and behold, we're able to pull stuff together.
So I'm all about stewardship. I used to work for a nonprofit, obviously, the Boys and Girls Clubs of the Colorado River. I have an idea for you.
Thank you.
You know what stewardship is, right?
I have.
The art of the thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes.
Because that's what makes the nonprofit roll,
right,
is the word thank you.
Yes.
Everybody appreciates that. So when you have an exhibit, take a picture of that part of the exhibit from the person that donated it and create a Christmas card from it.
Nice.
Great
That's
idea.
A great great idea. Thank
See?
You.
Great questions, great ideas.
Great minds. Great
minds.
This
is an educational thing.
just a suggestion to the rest of the board, maybe it's for
idea.
A birthday or something. I don't know, but
and I would like to
pictures
mention
pictures go a long way.
Sure.
They sure do. I would like to mention that we do have a third board member, Greg Logan. He is a retired Navy, and he's our military advisor on the board. We also have several affiliations with the Museum Alliance of Arizona. So it's important to be credible when you're doing things like this. The Art Action Fund recognizes us. We're looking to do things that are quality, being extremely transparent, and being, again, very grateful and thankful. It is an honor and a privilege for us to receive these items, even as spouses are saying, honey, it's time, let it go, it's okay.
Right.
We recognize that we're being offered something that is very, very privileged, and we want to make sure that we follow that all the way through from beginning to end.
So we have about a minute. I'm giving the number one more time where people can contact you if they have a donation.
Yep.
Or if they want to find out where the Mojave Military Museum is displaying.
Perfect. So the phone number once again is 714-400-5191. That's 714-400-5191. And real quick, the email is mmmsalute@gmail.com.
That's easy. MMM, Mojave Military Museum, salute@gmail.com.
And if they take a minute to go to the exhibit at MCC, they can also apply for a library card. That's free and open to the public.
Did Dr. Maria have you say that?
Yeah.
She'll thank me for it. But it is a neat secondary item.
It's really good that you got involved with Dr. Maria Ione, and you guys are doing it. Can you give me a clue or a hint on where you're going to be next after MCC? Do you know?
We have a couple of items, okay. A couple of locations in mind, but we're just finalizing the details. But all think right. University.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, think University. Really?
We're trying. So, we're trying. Right. And we'd love a standalone exhibit at the Historical Museum. We're often asked about that.
Right, right.
We'd love some small area where we could just rotate exhibits
the
all the way through.
The Havasu Museum of History.
Yes, that's right.
That'd be a great place to have it.
That's right.
Absolutely. Sure. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you.
David Diaz, Trudy Hernandez, board members for the Mojave Military Museum.
Happy Veterans Day.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's tomorrow.
Yep.
You got to remember the Marines today, the veterans
right.
tomorrow.
That's
all right.
Correct.
We have a call coming in. I have a feeling they're asking for those Jay Moore tickets. All right, back with more in a moment. We'll have Angie Foltz on from the Western Arizona Senior Living. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us. Back on Speak Out. Congratulations to Laura. Picked up our last pair of tickets to Jay Moore at the Tropicana Laughlin on January 28th of next year. Our next guest is in the studio. I see you online constantly, Angie. Not just Facebook or anything, but
yep.
You're a big LinkedIn user.
I'm a big LinkedIn user, yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Nobody uses, you know, LinkedIn has really improved its look
uh-huh.
since, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago. It's a lot better than Facebook if you're a professional,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
especially
it is.
A business owner
it is.
Or somebody who's just out there looking to promote their business. It's
yeah.
really good for that.
And then really connecting with other professionals in your industry. Really, that's and related industries.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
It's good for that.
Mm-hmm. It's really good for that. You, Debbie Pennington, there's
yep.
a few others locally.
Uh-huh.
I browse and I hit the like and the love and the hand clap and stuff like that, but I don't really post that much on there. So Terrence Concannon, he's another one.
Yep.
He's on LinkedIn a lot.
He is.
Right. Speak
uh-huh.
Out, brought to you in part by Arizona Financial Credit Union, also Mojave Community College, Herb's Herbs, SunPower by Esme Electric, SamsGuns.com, and the Lewis team, Remax by the Lake with team leader Bobby Lewis and Julie Lewis. And folks, love where you live, shop local. And speaking of Debbie Pennington, probably should get a shout out for
yes.
this, right?
Yes.
Oh, you're on the board, I understand.
I am on the board. I've been on the board over 3 years now. Very proud of that.
That's River Cities United Way. It's called Aloha, the Luau Experience. I hope ticket sales are going well.
They are going well.
Good.
So if you want them, you better get them because they might run out.
Right. Especially now, it's $100 for all-inclusive, $80 for the base ticket. And it's 3 to 8 p.m. at the Nautical this Saturday. Then I can find. I've had this flyer for like. Look, it's like the mock-up. It's written on. It's Debbie's handwriting's all over it. So.
Yeah, and you can buy your tickets online. I think it's HavasuLuau.com.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right there at the bottom of the flyer.
Nice.
Nailed it. Or go call 855-6333. And just go in there and see whoever you have to see. They'll take care of you.
Absolutely.
Ashley, Debbie,
yep.
I don't know, the whole crew.
Carol, they're all fantastic.
Carol, right, mm-hmm. right. So, again, that's this Saturday night at 3 to 8 p.m., depending on what you're going to do. I know they have, like, hula dancing lessons. They have fire throwing and
mm-hmm.
fire eating.
There's going to be a post-event party on the beach with the dancers.
I'll probably get yelled at for saying fire eating. But anyway, I don't know. They do fire dancers. That's what
yes.
it is. Thank you. Thank you. I'll probably get a nasty gram from Debbie if she's even capable of sending one, right?
Uh-oh. I don't think she is.
Nah, she's too
Heart
nice.
Heart of gold.
She's too nice. So Angie Foltz is here. She's from Western Arizona Senior Living.
Yes.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Tell us about that. You've been on once.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that actually you created.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
actually pretty cool.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So I worked in the senior industry and worked with vulnerable populations for many years and really saw a gap in services to connect individuals with the services that they need to to have happier and healthier lives. And so and so we provide this service at no cost to individuals. People can call us 7 days a week, which is unheard of.
It is unheard of.
Right?
When do you rest?
I do. I do rest, but I think there's, you know, there's such a need that I'm driven to answer the call, because when people are in crisis, that can't wait. And so how do we prevent hospitalizations that aren't necessary? How do we plan for our care? And having that discussion evolve more and more in the last couple of years since Western Arizona Senior Living has existed. And so people are starting to learn the name. They're starting to learn about what we are. They can go on to Google and look at us and see what other families are saying, and I think that's all stellar. It makes me feel really good and drives me to work even harder to meet the needs of our aging population in Western Arizona.
Are you a nonprofit then?
We are not a nonprofit.
You're not. Okay.
We are a for-profit operation, and like most senior living advisors in the state, we are a for-profit organization. So we are contracted with multiple communities, assisted living communities and group homes throughout Western Arizona and beyond. We're contracted with homes all over Phoenix you know, other areas as well. We've just got a new community up in Prescott. And so, and really just trying to meet those needs for individuals who have complex situations. And so understanding that we have a retirement community here that really may not have children in the area to assist them as they start to age, how do we tackle that?
What do you mean by complex?
Well, I think it's complex because if you don't have, you know, people that have that are aging into to needing higher levels of care, meaning in-home care services or
typically in their upper 70s, 80s, mm-hmm. possibly 90s.
Right, exactly. Even hundreds. I've had, yeah, we've had centenarians. So, you know, as people are aging, how do we get that conversation started so that, you know, we... When it's complex, when I say complex, it could be that they're struggling with accessing a primary care provider. They don't understand the Medicare benefits that they have. They don't understand how to even unwind out of their home if they live in a single family home. How do I unwind out of that? And what does that mean? And so what we've done is because of all those complicated questions, you know, where do I even start to call for assisted living? What kind of cost am I looking at? Can I even afford it? What benefits are out there? And all those kinds of questions are really recurring and very common. And so because we do this every day, it really helps people digest things a lot faster when crisis hits. Now, would I prefer that people start planning more? Yep.
Yeah, right.
Does it take time to get benefits if you qualify for those? Yes, it does.
When is the best time to plan? I mean, especially if you don't have children or a mm-hmm. neighbor that cares for you or something like that.
Right. I think the best time is any time. I mean, be honest, you know, I always say that I'm available to people whenever they need me and as long as they need me. So just because they've moved into assisted living doesn't mean that they're going to stop needing me as a resource, as Western Arizona as a resource, mm-hmm. and that they can continue to reach out to me. So if you reach out to me and you're like, well, I'm really starting to struggle with my housework and things like that, or, you know, and sometimes there isn't a yes. Most times there is. But, you know, if people have more limited resources, especially like today we're talking about veterans more, is like how long does it take to get those benefits in place? And those are not instant benefits, even if you qualify. So I wanted to talk today a little bit about veterans.
And right. So now, and I want to ask you about mm-hmm. that, too, especially with regard to veterans, to mm-hmm. take advantage of those benefits. Do they have to be a retired veteran, mm-hmm. or is it – I mean, in retirement usually means 20 years or more, correct?
No.
No. Okay. No. Well, take me through that.
Yeah. So there's different types of benefits. So someone can qualify for disability, and most veterans will know that there are potential disability.
Let me stop you mm-hmm. real quick. What about spouses of veterans also?
So, yeah. So aid in attendance, exactly. So there's spouses of veterans that can qualify for potential benefits. So in my arena, we're usually talking about aid in attendance. And aid in attendance is a program that's designed for veterans and their spouses.
That's an aid and an attendant.
Yes. So okay. Aid and attendance, meaning to pay for their care, not for their room and board, but to pay for their care. And that can look like in-home care, and that can help assist with assisted living. So the cost of your care and assisted living. And that there's very specific, you know, kind
which would mean you would hang on to your home.
So
you would live in your own home.
Yes.
Okay. Because when you say assisted living, I always think of somebody leaving their home, going into an assisted living facility.
Right. So there's.
But that's not always the case.
Well, it doesn't have to be. It's more challenging to get in-home care benefits, whether your care would be paid for in your home, because they the way they look at it is that, you know, if you need that, do you need 24-hour care, and can they realistically provide 24-hour care? Right.
Right.
And that's where it gets challenging to remain in your home to qualify for aid and attendance. But if you do, you qualify. I think right now you can have a cap in a 3-year. So they look at a 3-year look back on your assets, and the current cap on assets is $127,000. The home and the car are exempt. So even $1 million home is an exempt asset. If a person is just a little over the cap, they can file when they spend down to that level. So if they're over, mm-hmm. They can do some pre-planning and via an irrevocable trust, right? So 3 years later, then they can file a claim. So is it too soon? No. You only have to have served 1 day of active duty.
No kidding.
To qualify for VA in attendance. And a lot of veterans who maybe just did a couple of years in Vietnam or 4 years in Vietnam are not necessarily dialed in with that you only had to serve 1 day of active. Well, I was only active for a week before, you know.
The war ended.
Before war ended.
Sure.
How do I qualify for anything? And they do. And so for World War II veterans, they had to have served between December 7th, 1941, through December 6, 1946. Korean War, June 27th, 1950 to January 31st, 1955. And Vietnam, August 5th, 1964 to May 7th, 1975. And any covert mission from February 28th, 1961. So we had Navy SEALs were around, right?
Right.
Before Navy SEALs were Navy SEALs. And we know that they were in combat. It just was before war was declared. And so a lot of those veterans may not know that they qualify for those benefits. And then, of course, our Persian Gulf veterans who may have disabilities and need higher level of care.
Right.
That's from August 2nd, 1990 and ongoing. So you do have to be an honorably discharged veteran and served at least 1 day in a time of war. And then, of course, the widowers or married to the veteran at time of death and not remarried. Now, there are exceptions to that. And so if you were an abused spouse, you may still qualify for those aid and attendance benefits. If you can say, I left them, my partner, because they were abused, then you still may qualify for that. And a lot of widows of veterans may not know that.
Oh, I sure didn't. That's interesting. And wouldn't that be tough to prove, though?
Not necessarily. It depends on what you put in your court records when you filed for divorce.
Right,
and
right.
So if you documented that during your divorce and you said, I'm leaving them because I'm in an abusive situation, right? And so getting those court records from wherever that divorce was filed would be important.
Wow.
So a lot of veterans don't have their DD-214.
Right.
And so we're very fortunate that the Vet Center here in Lake Havasu now is open from 8 to 4:30 Monday through Friday. You can go down there and start to have that conversation, and they can really assist you in getting that DD-214. And so I wanted
You want to talk to Todd Baldwin over there. He's fantastic.
Right. And then there's also Chris, and then there's also Stacy.
Right.
And so let's see here. I made some notes on that, actually, on how to reach them. If you're housebound, I don't want to direct you to the Vet Center because you wouldn't know where that is.
Right.
So their phone number where they can be reached is 928-505-0394. And also you can always call me, and I can connect you with any of those veterans organizations, right? But they're there on 1720 Mesquite Avenue in Suite 101. Again, Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30, they're located right behind that physician's office, the same building.
I gotcha. So
it's kind of on the behind of the building. You're not going to see it from the street. And so there's the Arizona Department of Veterans Services. They can also help you with the whole application process of a filing for aid and attendance or disability benefits and be your advocate. And so we do have local representative that serves up in Bullhead City, but she serves the western region of Mojave County. I think La Paz too, but
usually.
The two tend to be tied together. But Arizona Department of Veterans Services can be reached at 602-255-3373.
So we reach the entire county, as you know, Kingman. Mm-hmm. Bullhead City, mm-hmm. Laughlin. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Laughlin veterans would if this, you know, covers them as well. Mm-hmm. Havasu. So we're talking to the entire county right now, right?
Yeah. And so, like, when I talk about the vet center here in Lake Havasu specifically, there's definitely other options. So, like, mm-hmm. Arizona Department of Veterans Services, if you call them, they're definitely going to be able to help you with anyone that's in this region. Now, if you're in Laughlin, call me because I'll connect you with those resources if you don't know where to start.
Yeah, believe it or not, this county is the second most concentration of veterans in Arizona. The first mm-hmm. is Sierra Vista for some reason.
Interesting.
Isn't it, though?
Interesting.
Yeah.
So there's also another program called Be Connected. And so Be Connected is really for active duty, for veterans, for their spouses and families, mm-hmm. for former military family. I mean, like, whoever has a veteran connection. And they are really wonderful to work with because these are people that are volunteers, but they're dedicated to working you through. They don't just pass the buck, right? They're going to get you and do some research for you mm-hmm. and do similar to what I do, but with a much broader net to serve veterans. So
yeah, they're an excellent resource
yes.
for veterans, right?
Yeah, and we're a Be Connected partner.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
So, okay, you recently had a healthcare expo.
Yeah, so October 12th
at the
Aquatic Center. It was fabulous. We had actually a lot of veterans organizations there, but we had a total of 40 organizations, nonprofit and for-profit, from as far as Las Vegas and Phoenix and further south even, came from Tucson to provide resources for our aging population. So anyone that's really 55 plus was what the goal was, and it was our first year having it. We had hula dancers. Speaking of Hawaiian, so we had hula dancers from Havasu Hula. We had Stephanie Luares from Heart and Soul Fitness and Wellness did wellness demonstrations with modified exercises. And then we had, of course, your last guest, the Mojave Military Museum, was there representing. And so we were very thankful for those particular exhibitors that provided some entertainment.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You think you'll do it again?
We are. And we've got it registered for a Saturday. I think it's October 14th. Which is a Saturday next year. So that was the midweek was all we could get with the Aquatic Center this year.
Right.
With this large of an event, we really had to get what we could, given that we only had, I think, 8 months' notice. So this year I grabbed it right away, and we got the Saturday. So we're pretty pleased about that.
Well, that's excellent.
Yeah.
What else is going on with Western Arizona Senior Living?
Well, you know, we're just doing a lot of these street team events with the health department. We're partnering with the La Paz County Hospital to be in our smaller community. So we've got a couple of events coming up. I don't have the dates on me for those, but those are going to be published. But we'll be out in Quartzsite. We'll be out in Parker. And then I think we've got some other events coming up. But we were recently in Oatman with a street team and, you know, really just being involved where we can.
What's a street team?
So the street team are really organizations that are frontline. We can provide services, connect people with resources, people that are maybe disconnected with what's out there, right? And so really trying to find those people that have that are at risk.
The need,
right?
Yeah.
And connecting with the resources that exist. So we're very thankful for the Mojave County Health Department for putting that street team together, and so as it grows, more and more organizations will come. So I think they've even been as far out as north of Kingman in communities out there. So.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Now I know you personally are a United Way board member.
Yes.
Right, River City's United Way. Is that something you get referrals from as well? Is United Way?
Not necessarily.
No?
Well, okay, when people are in crisis, typically people that don't have resources will, you know, so I'll do my best. It's not our mission, but it's sort of evolved into our mission where people will call me and say, you know, I've got yesterday I had a physician refer to me that has a senior woman who recently lost her housing because she was roommating with someone who had a medical emergency, had to move into assisted living. She has you know, an income of just over $1,000 a month in retirement, and now she has no roommate,
right.
She was instantly found herself homeless.
Oh, wow.
So those are the kind of tough ones where I'm like, I'm trying to pair people up. Do you have a room for rent? You know, how can I help this homeless senior? And really, we don't have anything in place to help our homeless seniors, because if you need assistance, our shelters here are not designed to be that. They're just not appropriate. That doesn't exist.
Sure.
And our shelters in Phoenix that do serve our senior population, say in Maricopa County, unless they're here in Maricopa County, we're not going to serve them. Please don't refer seniors to us. And the risk of us referring a senior to Maricopa County to get services mm-hmm. that are appropriate for someone who's aging and has mobility issues, that is homeless, is really challenging, because we don't want to risk they're going to get there and there's not availability for those services. So
I got you.
Yeah.
Give people the number where they can reach you if they know somebody in crisis or need your services for Western Arizona Senior Living.
Yeah. So available 7 days a week. It's 928-955-9075.
Well, you're a great guest.
Thank you.
Just had to let you know. So, yeah, the less I have to talk, the better.
Ah.
They don't want to hear my voice. Well. They want to hear the guest.
I appreciate that.
Absolutely. All right. Again, it's Angie Foltz. She is with Western Arizona Senior Living. If you need that number again, just give me a call. I'll put you in touch with Angie. All right. Thanks for being on the show.
Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us. I'm Paul LaVoy. By the Fourth of July, by the time that the firemen come, they just put out the flame. She's got the red. Right, Semper Fi, tattooed on his left arm. Again, happy birthday to the U.S. Marine Corps. Birthday number 247. That's today, November 10th. The birthday for the United States Marine Corps. All right, coming up next, Speak Out 2.0, Mary Evans, a good friend. She's a guest on Speak Out 2.0 today, talking about Feed a Family with Aquarius, and Eric Fox from Pro Fit Kitchen. All right, after news and a short break, it's Speak Out 2.0 coming up next.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.